Great to be here in Canton, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having me. It's a DEF CON 4 in the Palace Theater here. The cradle of football, unfortunately, Cleveland's the grave, but what can you do? But it's the best of both worlds. You get the Hall of Fame and they get the Browns. Can't beat that. Actually, the Browns are having a great year. Unfortunately, it's in Baltimore. You know, and I promise not to bring that up. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore punt thou? How about that? Okay. Canton, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, as you know, the only place you can see a 300-pound tackle cry without the bother of marrying one. So, during the induction ceremonies I'm speaking of. There was a little trouble last night at the hall, actually. O.J. broke in looking for his stuff. A pair of gloves or something, I'm not sure what. Also, we got Diebold in North Canton, the company that makes Republican voting machines. Actually, the touch screen recoils if you reach for a Democrat. That's it. President Bush is expected to win the 2008 Ohio primary, even though technically he's not running. The Diebold also makes the ATMs where the service charge goes directly to the Republican National Committee, so it saves you the bother of contributing. The Election Commission has announced it will test the Diebold machines before the primary to make sure the fruit lines up. The Hoover plant, of course, moving to China. The Hoover High Vikings will now be the North Dongguan Vikings. Dongguan. North Dongguan. On beautiful Dong River. It's very much like the Nimishillen, which is Jewish for something, actually, and I don't want to tell you what. But the good thing is there'll still be a stone's throw from Canton there in China, so... If it's any consolation, they have Milwaukee tools, too. So that really, you know, I understand how you feel about that. Great place to be here, the historic Palace Theater, the beautiful Palace Theater, with two stars on the ceiling that I can see from here, where the organist actually has been here since the Sheik of Araby. He's been playing that long. It doesn't look that old. Not only have a cloud machine, but the light rain is expected here in the matinee sometime. I'm in here right before the Menopause, the musical is coming in next, where they will use the hot flash machine. So welcome to Feldmanopause, ladies and gentlemen. In the news, the Second Amendment cited as including the right to bear fruit machines. Okay. I'll take it out if you feel that way about it. Slots, of course, are very much a game of skill. There's some controversy about that. It all depends entirely on the backspin you give the quarter and the body English afterwards, you know. No chance about it. The opening of the Stark County Route 62 Sheriff's Casino and Smoke Patio. They have over 1,000 eight-liners out there in tic-tac fruit machines under one roof there, courtesy of the Sheriff's Department. That's going to be quite an opening. In other news, the Hoover plant to be developed by a man who turned Akron's Canal Place into the shell of B.F. Goodrich. Canton to replace the somewhat tacky, some people feel, the Hall of Fame bridge over I-77 with the Colossus of Dan Dierdorf. Astride the highway, you'll actually drive between Dan Dierdorf's legs coming in. Fabricated entirely from Republic steel scrap. It's a beautiful thing. I've seen pictures of it, renderings. Be one of the wonders of the Northeast Ohio world. A tower on top of the helmet to pull in Youngstown stations. The other news, of course, the McKinley Memorial is going condo. Able to timeshare with Bill and Ida. In still other news, the mayor and police chief admit the 50 arrests and the crime sweep were pretty much random. And it beats as it sweeps. The guy from the First Lady's Library now dresses as Laura Bush pretty much full time. He fooled George, I'll tell you that. It was good. Browns make football history by trading quarterback during timeout. He's a local boy, too, isn't he? Yeah, that's not really nice. There's been some confusion. Marsha Brady may start on Sunday. Cornhole said to be game of skill. I don't understand that at all, and I really got to talk to someone about what that game is. In Massillon, you can park on the lawn if you go in through the back. A wording problem in Senate Bill 16 forbids the touching of voting machines before midnight. In Columbus, the grandmother who held up a church during Mass gets confession and 7 years for armed collection. The three Columbus men who mixed vinegar with catfish bait to sell as heroin have been admitted to the Adventure Center in Akron. Funny part is, it works, too. Really. That's quite a high, that catfish bait high. A lot of people talk about it. In Canton, the good news is downtown here, the Federal Center is going to happen. The bad news is it will house the IRS and bankruptcy court. The police cadet whose MySpace page showed him dressed as a penis has been dismissed for not wearing a condom. Bill Clinton seeks to be inducted into the First Lady's Museum. Jackson students to learn Chinese to be able to better communicate with people in Canton and order parts for their Hoovers, I guess. I mean. The financial advisor tried to rob a bank, not any good at that either. Needs to talk to a larceny planner. Thank you. There we are. Seriously. Thank you. I continue to thank you, really. May you never stop. Well, he's still going. That's good. Can we get this gentleman's name? Or, yes. Or if it's a lady, that's fine, too. No skin off my teeth. North Canton to recycle grass clippings, which will be used apparently to make grass. I have no idea what to do with it, to recycle grass clippings. Scrap metal thieves recycle adroit juggler. Adroit juggler, that's the thing. Okay. Man who pleasures self outside Jackson residences receives grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Nonstop service to Fort Myers, Florida resumes. So far, no takers. Okay, still laughing. This is good. This is not related to the show, but it's a medical problem that works for me. And finally, the Massillon man is recovering after missing a fleeing turtle and shooting his foot. The turtle got clean away. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. Brain history classes.